Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Oh, I'm so excited. All of our producers, everyone's just listening. They dropped everything they're doing for this segment. This is so exciting. It's the first time we've done this, and we're going to bring you on again and again, Jenny Altman, who's going to help us understand bra facts from a bra fitter. Yeah, you heard me right. I was reading this great piece in the HuffPo about all things bra, and my jaw just hit the floor. Oh my gosh, I didn't even know half this stuff. And so Jenny, welcome on board with Her Radio. Jenny is the chic, not just the chief, chic executive officer of I Love a Good and your style and intimates expert. Oh my gosh. And you're all over the place in media. You've been answering questions about all things bra and intimates. So let's go with the bra fact thing, Jenny. Oh, where do you begin? This whole issue of, I was just laughing. I didn't even know why they had so many hooks in the back. And I'm reading what you wrote. It's like, oh my gosh, now I get it. So let's just talk about bra facts.
Well, there are so many bra facts. And I think because it's so confusing is what leaves so much room for it to go as wrong as it can sometimes. But it really starts with so many women asking me, why does their bra hurt? And that pains me as much as it pains them. It just means they haven't figured out the right way to buy or wear their bra yet.
Okay, so there's all kinds of ways to do this. You know, nothing drives me nuttier, and it's a short drive. When I go into an intimate, you know, apparel place, whatever, and there's some woman who's just breathing down my neck, you know, it's uncomfortable. What I want is someone who's going to make me comfortable about the fact that I'm going in there, and there are 950,000 choices. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to begin, and I don't know what I'm doing right or wrong. So, you know, if I were to walk in somewhere, you know, and I wish to God I was with you all the time. What can we expect from a bra fitter, and how can we really start to, you know, do this correctly?
Well, first of all, you have to find a place and a person you feel comfortable with. So that really is a very personal choice. If people live near a department store like a Nordstrom, I always try to send them there because they have so much expertise in this. But it's also a matter of picking the person that makes you feel comfortable, whether you prefer an older saleswoman, a younger saleswoman, someone that's just closer to what your style is like. Find a person that you feel good enough about that you can go in a fitting room and take off your shirt in front of them, because ultimately that's what has to get done to have a proper bra fitting. If you go into a store and they start ripping out the tape measure and putting it over your coat, you are not getting a good fitting. So turn out and leave.
Okay, that's exactly what happened to me once, and I turned out and I left. Okay, now what's all this stuff? There's all kinds of methods of being able to, you know, do this right. The scoop, and there's wild and crazy stuff you do here. The scoop and the swoop. Explain the scoop and the swoop.
Okay, I am a big fan of the scoop. And basically what it means is after you put the bra on, you kind of just got to jiggle yourself into it and make sure the girls are situated correctly. So once you have the bra on, you lean forward a little bit while you're facing a mirror, and you reach into your left bra cup with your right hand and then vice versa and sort of just scoop the girls forward. The point is you don't want any of that breast tissue spilling around. You don't want it to look like back fat. You don't want it under your arm. You want all the breast tissue in the cup where the bra is doing the support and the lifting for you. And actually, that's one of the things that makes you look the thinnest, is when all the breast tissue is forward, it gives you placement in your boobs instead of that spillage all around your back.
I always call that the Western bra.
Yeah, and it's only
because I always call that the Western bra. Well, no, the reason why is because I say, head them up, move them out, you know?
You have to wrangle them in and get the girls where they belong.
Oh my gosh, wrangling. And then, okay, so that's the scoop thing that you have to do to make it all work and everything.
Yeah.
And what about that sizing? What are they actually sizing? So it's underneath the, the breasts, and then it's across the breasts. And what does that help us understand?
So there are two measurements, and those two measurements are really just a starting point for everybody because everyone is different. It's like saying someone is a size 6. There are a lot of different sizes that make a size 6. But what they're doing when they take the measurement is figuring out under the breast where the rib cage is, that's the band's number, and then across the largest point of the breast is sort of your cup letter. So those are two vital things for anyone to use to figure out most likely what size you are. But then that's sort of just a starting point. From there, you have to decide how full-breasted are you? Are you even on both sides? You know, how do you want the bra to sit? But those numbers at least give you the starting point on what size to try on before the other sizes.
Okay, tell everyone the hook thing. Why are there three hooks back there? I mean, I'm not even kidding you. I did not know this. Why are there three hooks?
The three hooks are, of course, there for comfort, and not everyone's exactly the same size. But really, because you're investing in a bra, and a bra can be a really expensive piece, and it does a lot of hard work for you every day, you want that bra to last a long time. So you never want to start on the tightest hook, because as that bra naturally stretches out over time, you have nowhere to go. So if you start on the loosest tuck or even the center, if the bra does naturally stretch in a few weeks, you can actually make it a little tighter, and that adjustment makes it last longer.
Okay, how long does a bra last? I've been asked this question maybe a million times. No idea. Tell me what the answer is here.
So the answer is it really depends on you and how you take care of them and how often you wear them. I always try to tell women if they find a bra they love, try to buy 5 of them if they can, or at least 3, because that bra is a workhorse. And if you want to get your money's worth out of it, you want to let it rest in between wears, and you want to take good care of it as far as washing. So I would say if you have 5 good bras to circulate, you probably can get them to last for 6 months if you take good care of them.
Now, what is if you take good care of them? What does that mean?
So it means that, number one, let them rest between wears. But also when you're laundering them, you want to do, you want to treat them as gentle as you can. I actually am a big hand washer. I find it a little cathartic on Sunday nights to sit and rinse out my bras. But for normal people who don't have the time, try to wash them in a gentle cycle, even in a little lingerie bag. It just keeps them from getting caught around the middle of the washing machine. And then never, ever put bras in the dryer. That is just bra suicide.
Oh, yeah, because hello, elastic. Goodbye,
hello.
Elastic.
The elastic, the wire loses its shape. The wires start to pop out the sides. And again, you spend all that money, so let's keep them nice, and then they'll last a lot longer.
Jenny, I just have this visual of you being cathartic on a Sunday night, washing your bras. That's just, I'm struggling with that one.
Hosiery, all the important things.
Yeah, but that's because of you. I Love a Good is the name of your website. I want everyone to run over there. iloveagood.com. This is the coolest website. I'm staring at it right now. And
oh,
you'll see a beautiful picture of Jenny, and Jenny's just awesome looking. And oh my gosh, you're all over the place. And you've got some really, really great information about all things intimate. And so it says, changing the way women share, shop, and view intimates. Finally, one last thing, very quick. What do you do about a sports bra? I go in the sports department, and there's scary people in there.
Sports bra is really important, and people do not give it enough credit, and it does even more work than your bra. So when you are going for a bra fitting, if you have a chance to go to a store like a department store, for example, let them fit you for a sports bra as well, because it's very important that you have a good fit while it's doing that much support work.
Excellent. That is fantastic. Everyone out there, we've been talking to Jenny Altman. She is the chic executive officer of I Love a Good. So get on over to her website, iloveagood.com. Learn all about her wonderful work. She has just been dubbed our regular go-to intimate expert. Yes, you are, Jenny. Thanks for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and kick over all your questions to us on askher@radiomd.com. And please, please, please stay well.